Hello, friends. Kevin Lindsay, Adam Kramer, cold beer.
8:30 in the morning. Just kidding.
Just kidding. It's release week. Official release
Cheers.
Week.
Well, not to be
confused with pre-release week. I don't know why I'm standing in front of it. It's your tee off. Closest to the pin back today.
Yes. Close to the pin is back. And lo and behold, we're greeted with
a little Hollywood Hills.
This is a good. Now, mentality wise, though, we have to shift back in. We do have some exciting things to talk about other than it being release week. And I'm already mad. No, you know what? No, we're staying
true. Sure?
Yeah, we're staying true to the club set here. That's not the keeper that we're going to have. So it is release week. I've always anticipated this week since I was in college because I like that you're looking over to make sure that it's captured.
Yeah.
Hey, no, this podcast it is raw. You're going to get all of it, good, bad, or otherwise.
And honestly, maybe you just have a big quiet soundtrack on Spotify if the audio isn't recording. I just wanted you to feel better.
Well, good. Thanks. Mission accomplished. All right, so... Obviously, the courses are out now. We love the feedback. We are working really hard on finalizing leagues, which in the next few weeks is going to be out there.
Whether we like it or not.
No, it's coming. It's a monster, but it's coming. And so we want to get feedback on that as well. We have a tournament this weekend, by all means. Tell us the details, because if I did, I'd screw it up, and Steve would yell at me.
I forgot to move this chair up to my desk, and it's actually convenient, because now I can just sit here and watch you hit amazing shots.
I kicked out.
Remember, we're not playing total distance anymore.
Yeah,
so.
True.
Carolina Clash, the Muse Brothers, wonderful Golden Tee hosts that will probably be sending some people to get me from Chicago because I will not be there. The rare Kevin's not at a tournament, but West Columbia, South Carolina, PEGTour.com, still plenty of time to show up when you watch this on Thursday, Friday night stuff going on. Closest to the pin, as we said, back on Thursday specifically because of this tournament. But whether you're a brand new player, seasoned vet, somebody who hasn't played in forever, that's a beautiful shot.
Thank you.
There's multiple brackets to be had, and had a good conversation with a number of players at the Ryder Cup who actually had club sets and NFC, like they were like
the humble brag.
Yes. They're like, do you want to bet for money? I'm like, no, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
It's against the law, sir.
But.
Oh, that's good. Oh, really good shot.
Apparently holding one.
By the way, let's talk Ryder Cup. First and foremost, I will say I'm bummed. This is a really fun event. It's like, oh, shit. That doesn't feel good to have to do. It is. There's a lot of soul in Golden Tee at this particular Golden Tee tournament.
And it's pretty large, too. I want to say last number I heard was like 140 potentially or something.
And if you can't go, do watch on social media because these are the new courses.
Yeah,
you will learn a lot. And I'm sure the people there are going to learn a lot from each other as well. So
a lot of the shots you'll see is going, what the hell? How did they do that?
No, it's awesome. That's a very, very nice shot. I'm on the ropes a little bit. Also, this has been quite the setup.
Yeah.
Which is
By the way, I forgot to announce because people on Spotify, they can't watch. I'm 2.49 feet away. That's why I'm complete.
All right. People on Spotify. Go to the YouTube. Oh, shit. That is not 2.94 feet away. All right. So Ryder Cup. Yeah, you were at the Ryder Cup. We were at the Ryder. I was not. But I had some Ryder Cup, FOMO, Golden Tee, Michelob. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, Michelob had a massive, you can't even call it a tent like you do at some of these tournaments, but they had their own massive experience. Two big simulators, two Golden Tee, PGA Tour Michelob cabinets, which a lot of people posted on Golden Tee Fan that happened to be in New York and get to go out there.
That's awesome.
Watching that golf up close, although... Some of the U.S. play was extremely frustrating up until Sunday.
Oh,
not 2.49,
though. But respectable.
That's close. But outside, if you take away the frustrations, just like we have playing Golden Tee, that you know
they came back too.
They did.
They turned it into at least it had the verge of being really bad.
It was not a quiet Sunday like a lot of us thought there would be.
Because after a year old yelling horrendous shit to Rory, like the masses?
No, actually, Travis and I were just talking to people about how we were all very disappointed.
Yeah.
Throwing shit and yelling shit at the European players. And guess what? They clearly didn't matter because
it's so bad.
It's all right.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. The Michelob obviously has their custom cabinets because they're friends of us, friends of the tour. They just look great. I heard a lot of really good things about that. I will say, I think there are going to be more Michelob partnership opportunities in the future. They've been great to work with. Look at this shit.
Huh.
I actually like this setup. It's
that's not a good shot.
No, but
well,
it's...
maybe. It's all right.
I mean, that's a... pick a line, any line.
But no, it was quite an experience. I've never been to something like that. Thank God it stopped raining, and thank God it didn't get too hot.
Oh, that's even worse. That's a yank.
I would say if we combine both our shots, we get perfect.
The answer to that, no, that's just that ain't it. So Ryder Cup tournament, patch one. Can you talk about patch one?
Yes, by the time you guys are seeing this, patches are going to be out there in the field.
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting with patching. Like, the way the development cycle works, we've done a lot of day one patches in the past. The timing for the release this year was definitely a little bit different with pre-releases. So instead of... why is that not going? I mean, that's just horrible. It's just a horrible-ass shot.
I don't know.
So in any event, yeah, there's definitely some art fixes around the courses, things that have been reported. We have the cutting ball flight issue that's being addressed. That was kind of originated with Flop and Punch. Kind of a really weird one of those 35-year-old pieces of code. That's a nice shot. Kind of a crappy bounce, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
So that'll be addressed. And I mean, a lot of stuff in this as well. So it's good to get it out.
Content release schedule is up on social media and goldtee.com. So check that out. Daily contest coming back with Money Shot on November 3rd. That's good. I liked it.
I didn't have enough oof on that.
That's all right. Well, I'll give you one more chance. Money Shot Daily Contest coming back. Daily Contest coming back with new wind and pin modifiers, which will be very exciting.
Yeah,
we're
excited to
get
our
hands
on that.
The Break the Scoreboard with the actual Break the Scoreboard setups, even if it takes me 25 games setups to figure it out.
Home Edition updates are coming. So by the time you watch this, download will be available next week for anybody that's got a pre-release.
October 13th. If you go to store.itsgames.com, you can get that pre-release ordered. Even if you've already paid for your Golden Tee PGA Tour update, reach out to our customer service team. We will gladly get you set up with the early release.
Yeah. Content does not stop. And I can say with about 99% confidence, next week we will announce the timing and location for the Worlds.
Now, oh, yeah.
Clip this if it doesn't happen. Lord knows we are efforting.
What a horrible setup to start with, by the way. This. I hope I get something even just respectably close.
I mean,
if I didn't have spin on that, that actually would have been decent.
That shot had a plan. This shot may not.
Yeah, the Worlds aspect. We teased it in the last episode a few weeks ago. We talked about tour mode coming back as the Worlds qualifier. Obviously, as we get for that. The release was nice on that.
Yeah, no, that was a decent shot.
Yeah, we'll have more on that.
But like, this will be the earliest, knock on wood, that we've ever announced a World. I mean, a long time.
Since Worlds has come back in 2016.
Yeah, And that has been our intention all along. It is important. I know it helps with travel. It helps us with planning as well.
No spin. That's pretty ballsy.
Well, so was hitting off this rock wall. No. Oh.
Would just shut it down.
So, no, that's really exciting. I mean, it not only, to me, Worlds is kind of a fabric of the update. So to have that as part of this process, like, we don't want to step on the update itself.
I'll see if that...
The other one.
That
one. That was good. Yeah, so it's actually saying... And I will say this. I'll do another tease. You and I didn't even talk about this. We have some stuff coming, some announcements coming for the holiday season that I think people are going to be very, very excited about. Very excited. So, fun stuff. I don't mean to be a tremendous tease, but we've spent pretty much the entire day talking about this stuff. Oh, I need a little print.
I think that'll be good with the kit.
Yeah, that's right. So there's a lot. There's a lot to get to before the end of the year. It is October somehow, which is terrifying. New bundles, speaking of October, I'll just be a company shill here. They are tremendous. Two new bundles to buy, if you're so inclined. I really...
Also means there's two new bundles for people to hate on if they want to be haters. But guess what? People love them.
You know what? Who doesn't like Halloween? The Halloween ones are... Like, that pumpkin ball is... I know we're in tests right now. But that is what I've got outfitted. Oh, we're going for this. Just
Ace, yeah. Right at it.
Yeah,
it's fine. I'll go for it.
Trying to think what else. A lot. I mean, a ton. Home edition release, tournament, Ryder Cup, Worlds.
Christmas
is coming already. Teaser for that stuff.
Well, I'm still winning.
You are. It's a little annoying.
Wait, why did you shoot first?
Then? Did I shoot for you?
I think I did.
Maybe.
That's all right. Rub and tape back.
Yeah, just a quick
look. On Spotify, you've heard nothing.
This hole is like just all or nothing, I got nothing. Oh, come on.
Oh. Now, you've played the courses more than I. I've started to play
them home. I realized you were talking about the new courses.
Yes.
I thought you were going to try to say that's why I hit that shot.
Oh, no. There was no jagging intent here yet. But you've played. What's the vibe check in terms of difficulty?
I feel like I said this before, but Gunnison, I even said that at the gym earlier in the kitchen. Gunnison Gap, a lot of people, you know, there's some good scores on it, but man, is that a, that's a really... It's a really hard course. And, you know, I will just say it just for the sake of transparency. Like, we've heard some of the conversation about, you know, visibility and darkness. And, you know, we're taking a look at things.
Well, so some of this, too, you know, actually, I was talking. We had a conversation earlier with the artists. And we were talking about this. I don't know how many people have access to TVs. But I think part of it also... and we design on a bunch of different options of TVs and lighting because we know when these goes out into the field or in the homes, like everybody's TV settings are different. When you look at like modern video game design, whether it's Call of Duty or whatever, like the first thing you're doing is like optimizing your brightness, right? Now on a course like this, it's you don't have to necessarily worry about it. But in something like that, I think we're trying to stay true to form with the lighting and the environment, without just brightening it up in like these, you know, the shadows like necessarily.
Artificial way, so to speak.
I thought that would come down more. So we will continue to talk about it. We've talked about it today. We'll continue to look at it. But also, if you're able to, make sure your TV is set up accordingly. I know that's kind of a weird thing in a bar. Don't go screwing around with somebody's TV that's not yours, please.
Yeah.
Disclaimer, I do not say that. But
some people have already started to, like, with permission to jack up the brightness.
It changed, like, the cheat code. Truly, and the optimal settings in the game, it will probably make a huge difference. Not just that course, but all courses. Now I'm going to get, like, this guy told me to grab this guy. Yeah, I just hit it, like, a little top.
Here, you know what? For the last hole, just for you, though.
It's not that. It's me. See, I do have the total distance score, though.
That doesn't count.
All right, well, this is... What's our closest 10 feet? That's pretty shitty.
Yeah.
I'm being pretty honest, that is shitty.
Not as shitty as this going hole on hole nine. Ah, that wind, I'll tell you what, that wind
16. Right. It's
so
it's
10 feet. 16. 10 feet. It's very quiet in here.
They want any excuses.
I hope this goes in.
Oh, damn it.
Well, it's all right. All right.
We made it through
release week. 2-0.
I gotta bring the board back. That's target rush still, but...
Board said to me.
It's all right.
Close game.
All right, goldentea.com/locations. Find a Golden Tee PGA Tour or Golden Tee Live 2026 game near you. Check it all out, and see you guys again soon.
Cheers.